Welcome to the Black Sparrow Media Internet Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Linux in the Ham Shack. LHS is a podcast about Linux, open source and amateur radio for everyone. Now here are your hosts, Russ, K5TUX, Cheryl, W5MOO, and Bill, NE4RD.
This is the first episode of Hamvention 2018.
That's right. This is the Friday afternoon edition of Linux in the Ham Shack, live, well, sort of live.
Semi-live.
Yeah, quasi-live. Hopefully on Saturday, the Saturday edition, we will be like actually live, because I'm going to find a USB cable and actually put us on the air.
Oh, yeah. So that means I get to go to Walmart tonight, right?
No, I think we'll use the one from the Cameo, because it's the same cable. So okay. I can use that.
Yeah, just don't use my cable.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, yes, this is our first update from Hamvention 2018. We'll start off by sending out a great shout out to everybody who helped us get here.
Yes, thank you.
You can put that. This is not like the mics at home. You have to actually kind of
like eat the microphone.
Well, you have to eat the microphone.
Eat the mic. Yeah. I'm hungry for some metal in my mouth.
So anyway, yes, thank you one and all. We have had our rotating billboard behind the set today. Advertising all of the people who donated to us, and we have met a few of those people as well today, which is always good.
Yeah, it was very good.
I should take some pictures and post them on Facebook.
Yeah, you should probably do that. I actually took a picture of the booth that I want to put on Facebook and Twitter as well. I don't know if anybody else has done that.
Not yet.
No.
So. I was thinking about it.
All right. Yeah, Bill has been on me all day about get off of Facebook.
Yeah, she's had all this time on her phone, and I think we should at least have a good picture too.
Well, yeah.
But no, it's all Groupon and there we go. I mean, look what kind of deal I get at McDonald's today.
All right. So, yeah. So thanks once again. So, the foot traffic again this year has been outstanding. We've had some periodic rain that has come through the entire day, which has been fantastic because
the building has been packed.
Right. Yeah. It creates like a little ripple effect because we get a nice little bit of downtime, a few minutes here and there, when we can kind of sit back and relax, and then the rain will come. Everybody runs inside, and then we're slammed for like 45 minutes, which is perfectly all right. You know, we have no problem with that whatsoever. We've met a lot of our listeners. Gene, I recall, right off the top of my head, BX8AAD, came all the way from Taiwan to be at Hamvention.
Just to see us.
And I did take a picture of him and post it to Facebook. That I did do. So.
Oh,
and
very good.
We can't go much further without mentioning that Cheryl last night passed her general exam.
Woo-hoo!
So we have a Whiskey 5 Mike Oscar Stroke Alpha Golf. So congratulations to Cheryl, who, for anybody who hasn't seen that on Twitter already yet.
Yep. Got the HF band's newest lid here sitting with us.
She doesn't even know what that means. She doesn't know it's an insult. So. Although she does now.
Okay. Yeah. So what actually does that mean?
But we've all had a chance to kind of wander around a little bit. I've picked up a few items that I wanted to get. Some cheap Chinese junk. A Baofeng radio for $22, 22 whole bucks. You get a whole radio, and the whole radio, including the battery and the adapter and all that stuff, was actually cheaper than the Yaesu speaker mic that I bought.
Yeah, which I went out to buy another one. I have no clue where you were sending me.
You know where Building 2 is, right?
Yes.
Well, there's a doorway between Building 2 and Building 1.
Oh, I was on the wrong side of the building.
Yes, between building
two
and one.
I thought you said two and three.
No, building two and one, and they have a big setup with lots of radios and stuff, and that's where I got that. So.
Gotcha.
And they are an Ohio organization. I don't remember who they were exactly, but that's where I did pick up the speaker mic, which Cheryl is wearing now.
Because I can't hear the radio otherwise. It's too loud around here.
It's too far, and it's too loud.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, so RL Electronics or whatever it was where I bought the Baofeng, they are selling these the UV5R and the UV6R for a whopping $21.95.
What a bargain!
Yep. So if you want to get one of those, I don't know why the hell I'm plugging it in. Forget that. All right.
Because you're happy because you got something cheap.
Yeah. Something pretty good deal.
Something that works and is usable for cheap.
That's right. It's a disposable radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, funny. Bill said that earlier.
That's why I'm saying it again, because Bill said
it. It is. Right. It's one you don't mind losing. If you happen to bang it or run into something, you're not concerned about it. You forgot it. You left it.
You ran over
it. Drop
it
off a cliff. You know.
Yeah, you didn't spend $300 on a radio.
Right. Yeah, you don't feel too obligated, and you know it's for what you use it for. The occasional, you know, getting on your Echolink node at home, or you know, just chatting around the yard, or like this coming to Hamfest, and you know, there's already so much interference in the air. There's a little bit of a not perfect spectrum going to really make that big a difference.
Who cares if it wanders 800 hertz off cycle?
Yeah, it's not that big a deal. It's, you know, in an RF saturated environment, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So we have talked about Linux all day long, and we've had lots and lots of interest before. It always seems like, you know, at some point we reach some kind of saturation point, like, we have talked to everybody who comes to Hamvention, but I don't think that's ever really going to happen.
No.
No, there's been several people that have come by today that have said this is their very first time here.
Yep. So. And we met just a few minutes ago. There was a gentleman here from Guatemala who is an avid Linux user and apparently is going to become a new listener of the program. So that is fantastic. And there have been people here from everywhere. I've seen Swedes. I've seen Canadians. Lots of Canadians. Yeah. Germans. Yep. Apparently there's supposed to be a Dutch concern across the aisle from us here, but they haven't made it. I guess they didn't get through customs or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll see tomorrow, I guess.
I guess so. I guess we'll see.
Heretics. That's probably why. That's what you get for naming your company Heretic.
Heretic.
Yeah. Right. I mean Heretech. Oh, okay.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah,
sorry.
Bill's fired. Yeah.
So we've seen fellow podcasters, Jeremy KF7IJZ, I believe. And
I just stumbled across Jeremy again a while ago. So.
Marty was here this morning, Chicken with Fries. He was here. And who else do we have swing by here?
I don't know. You probably have a better memory for it.
Oh,
than me.
Katie, Whiskey Yankee 7.
Oh, from W5KUV.
YL, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, she was here early.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
She literally walked by on the way over to the Ham Radio Deluxe booth, which is right next to us.
Yeah. She was really going to see them, but then she caught us out of the corner of her eye and had to say hi. Yeah. She is my neighbor to the south in Wyoming, so.
That's why you know her so well.
Yeah, we're in neighboring states, so that works out pretty well. Because there's an instant connection to everything that's you know, in the West.
All right, so any other standout things, Cheryl? Anything that has happened today that you took note of?
No, not really.
So what do you think of the attendance and the traffic that we've had? Same as last year, you think, or better?
I would say it's probably close to the same. I don't know that it was any better or any, you know, worse, but you know, definitely when the rain hit, the building was packed. So
it felt like we were busy all the time again this year, same as last time. So quantifiably, it's probably about the same. And I think we're looking at this is going to be the slower day, same as last year. So Saturday
should be worse.
Should be a whirlwind day.
It seems like we had quite a few more lulls than I remember last time, but I don't know. The whole weekend was a blur last time.
Right.
Well,
it's kind of hard for me to really dissect the days like that. But yeah, it was very busy today. We did get out. We did get away from the booth a couple times, so that was nice to kind of stretch our legs. And
because that's probably not going to happen tomorrow.
So. Yeah.
Or much, anyway. So.
I made it over to the Satnogs guy over there in Building 1. And chatted with them for a little bit, and they're really interested in being on the show and kind of talking about their open source projects and stuff like that. And I know we talked to them last year about it. We never got to it, so it'd be nice to get them on, you know, in some form or factor. And I know we just had people talk about it on our G Predict episode.
That's right. Maybe we can do a roaming interview over there tomorrow. Yeah, there we can wander over and talk to them.
Yeah.
If there's any time. Yeah.
We can make some time.
We'll send you over there. You can do that.
Well, that's fine. I don't mind doing it. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
If I have a voice left, because I really don't really have one right now.
But yeah.
You're doing okay.
But I've got that sort of, you know, basically like a, yeah, it's kind of.
Well, you're also dealing with a possible cold, too, so.
Yeah. Plus the fact that it's been loud in here.
Very loud.
It's very hard to hear anything.
So. Luckily, it's kind of calmed down now. I did notice in Building 3 in particular, there were several empty spaces. I don't know if you noticed that and you're wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple things. I mean, you know, just a cursory look around, I feel like maybe this is the second year, so the honeymoon's over.
Right.
People aren't putting as much polish on their booths.
Right.
I thought last year the booths looked a little bit more put together and professional and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, even from the same people. It was just kind of random. I was just walking through, and it's like it just felt a little different than it did last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did try to run through last year. Even though we didn't have much time, I did make a run through every single aisle real quick just to kind of just see where everything was and kind of get a picture of it. And maybe it's, you know, maybe I just caught it at a bad time when there wasn't so many people. It just kind of felt a little hollow in some places.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I could be wrong. We'll see what it looks like tomorrow.
I think we'll have a good gauge of it by the end of tomorrow. And like I said, we're going to try and do a live broadcast at some point. I'm going to try and get out with the portable recorder. Maybe we'll send Bill out to get an interview or two with some of the folks he knows around here, maybe the K2BSA or some of the other groups that are here. We can chat with them. It'd be nice to have a little audio content from some of the other vendors and participants here at the show.
Absolutely.
And I'm gonna put down a time of, say, 1 p.m., and we're going to try and do an actual live broadcast from here at 1 p.m. because I think that might be sort of at the tail end of the lunch rush, and that might give us a little extra time to kind of to get something done. It'll probably only be 15 or 20 minutes or something like that.
You might want to say sometime between 12 and 1. Because today around 12:15, well, of course, the rain had stopped. Things kind of died off out here because everybody was out at the food trucks.
What's the Q code for it's raining like cats and dogs? Because it'll be plus or minus Q, whatever that is.
QR bark.
QR bark.
QR bark. That's right. So it'll be 1 p.m. tomorrow, plus or minus QR Dvark.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah, it was raining like cats and dogs pretty much most of today. And I think I've heard at least the front area out here is pretty saturated. I saw a picture from Pete NS0D, a friend of mine there on Twitter. He put a picture of the wagon ride back out, and it's a pretty muddy, rutted wagon road so far.
Oh, goody.
So we'll see how it shapes up. I mean, if it continues this all weekend, it's not going to be pretty by Sunday for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, we don't want to take too long about this. We will have a lot more to come from the show tomorrow. And, of course, we'll try and do another update, possibly live, if not quasi-live like this one. At the end of tomorrow, and we'll let everybody know what we're doing. We'll post some stuff on social media so you can kind of follow where we're at. And if you want to interact with us, we are kind of sitting on IRC, and we are like kind of monitoring Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. So if you have something you want to tell us, you know, get in touch.
Speak up. Yep.
Yep. And we've gotten to talk to quite a few people who've had some interesting things to say. We've got references to some interesting stories about like SDRs. And some other things that are coming up. Some interesting stories and some interesting happenings in the world of Linux and amateur radio. So we'll be talking about those as well. So with that, I think we'll just go ahead and sign off. And because they're going to be starting to throw everybody out of here within the next 10
minutes
or so. With that, we'll put an end to our Hamvention first night update from the Friday on Hamvention 2018. And we'll talk to you all again soon. And with that, I'm Russ, K5TUX.
I'm Cheryl, W5MOO.
And I'm Bill, NE4RD73.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Linux in the Ham Shack. LHS is a community-sponsored podcast. Our website is located at lhspodcast.info. You can support the program by visiting the LHS Patreon page of patreon.com/LHS podcast or using the contribute link on the website.
Get in touch via social media. The show has a presence on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, Discord, and YouTube. Or you can drop an email to info@lhspodcast.info or record a voicemail at 1-909-LHS-SHOW. That's 1-909-547-7469. Visit the IRC channel, LHS Podcast, on the Freenode IRC network. Also visit the online merchandise store at shop.lhspodcast.info for fun and fashionable LHS merchandise. Become an ambassador and represent LHS at a Linux convention or hamfest. Email ambassadors@lhspodcast.info or visit the website for details. The podcast is recorded live every Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Connect to the stream at stream.blacksparrowmedia.net:8008/LHS Live. Until next time, over and out. Linux in the Ham Shack and the Linux in the Ham Shack logo are released under a Creative Commons Attribute Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License.